Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Previously on the Die As Cast Podcast. Our party had to catch up on their homework, apparently. As each of the characters reached level 9 and explored all the benefits that come with that, they also decided what boons they wanted to receive from the knowledge of the Viridian Codex, or rather, a piece of it. I'm not going to recap them here, because if you forgot what they were, then that might be a good reveal later on, so tough luck. As their camp is packed up on the outskirts of the Fae Circle, the Kiss partners conversed about the possibility of Maeve falling prey to the sway of the Crimson Lake once more. Even after some divine guidance from the DM calming those worries, Ilex still let Maeve feed on her blood. Straight up, no bones about it. Traveling back along the Fae Road and arriving at the Vale of Portals, it was clear something was wrong. The portals remained uniform and unmoving. On the shore, the party met Barbina, the mother of Petra and the wife of Ophion, who revealed to them that both members of her family had been killed by Swallow, as she held her daughter's corpse in her arms. It seems that John Swallow, the adopted, formerly shadow-draked stepbrother, had assumed control of the Vale of Portals, and has set off back to his home in the Shadow Realm. The grieving Lamia shared that she often travels as a representative of Kespotan, a dragon god that rules over the domains of knowledge, mountain, and prophecy. As the grieving widow lamented that she wasn't more present, our party quickly realized that their Derekul ally, Potemkina, is also nowhere to be found. Gideon and Maeve inquired about the involvement of, well, the being that everybody on this podcast has called both Korgoth and Korgeth, but the Writhing Prince's symbols rang no bells. Barbina tasked our characters with killing Swallow, claiming vengeance on behalf of her slaughtered kin, and requested the return of the Pendant of the Door, a stylized doorknob that grants the Guardian of the Portals additional powers that Swallow took with him. In the meantime, the half-human, half-reptilian being will work to reassert control of the Vale and build a tomb for Petra and Ophion. As the party follows the path of broken trees, Gideon hits the ground running.
Can I do some kind of check on the ground for tracks?
I was just
to see if, and maybe I could get Alex's help with this. I'm just
I'll
like,
help you. Yeah, yeah.
Did Potemkina leave before everything went bad? Did she go with the big path of destruction?
Yeah,
just
can we
some
see
kind
any
of clues
evidence?
To what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Certainly. That would be a survival check.
We'll both roll.
All right, I love it.
Guidance.
Cocked.
Yeah, Emma, you can have the guidance.
Oh, all right. The 18 plus 1 is 19, plus 8 is that many.
Oh my god.
I got 6. I got 6.
So, I got 6. Thank god I asked him for help. I got 6.
So Gideon just pretends to sort of look around. He's meanwhile, he's looking over what...
He's kind of got tears in his eyes.
It's a mental fortress at this point.
Moments before Gideon steps on a footprint, I see... it's Potemkin's footprint.
There it is. Son of a bitch, they've covered their tracks so good. I'm smoking.
Gideon, is right. Something in your eye?
Don't they you know have, it's a crime have, like, scene? We're dealing with masterminds here.
Ilex, yes, it looks like Potemkina was dragged away. It looks, you see her, she's obviously being dragged. There's some steps, but there's also parts where she's being dragged. So she is, actually was a 27. Yeah, she was wearing a light blue windbreaker and she was thinking about her mother as she was dragged off into the,
Jesus,
by
John Swallow.
It's this way. Come on, everybody. Yeah. How long ago was it?
It happened about 3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
It's weird that they took her. That's weird. If they killed Petra, but why would they take Potemkina?
Yeah. I mean, we're Shadow.
She's a wizard.
She is a wizard.
She was from the Road Guard, though.
Remember? She was, yeah.
I think that timing is like right after we would have left through the portal.
Yeah.
This would have happened.
Jesus. All right.
Ugh, this is awful.
All right, let's move.
All right. You begin to
follow the steps.
You begin to follow John Swallow.
John Swallow.
Okay, ready to make me a wisdom check, please.
Because of the joke?
No. No.
Just a straight up wisdom check?
Yes, please.
Not a save.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. She's a nail seed.
You don't add anything? No saves? No nothing?
Nope.
Wisdom
right,
check.
I got a 4.
Oh. I got an 8.
That's my group. Don't let me down.
I got a 14.
I have a 19.
Wow, Chisk.
Wise. I'm wise as fuck.
All right. Wise as fuck.
Don't write that down.
You're writing
that
in your notes. Or
don't write that down.
Going on?
When you look up again, as you're sort of following along this path, each of you realize that you are super hungry, that you are tired, and you have somehow walked for 11 hours without
what?
Noticing.
Whoa. Guys, my feet hurt.
Even Mr. 19 didn't get any extra info there?
Mr. 19 did not get any extra info.
Jesus. The front door. Is it dark out?
It is dark, as you sort of realize it. And all of you are feeling exhaustion.
Oh.
Just in terms of that, we're going to go with the new exhaustion rules, which is a -2 to hit and a -2 to saving throws and checks.
Oh my god, holy, you give us these fuck cool abilities and you absolutely nerf them instantly.
We're not tired, we do have a level of exhaustion, like mechanically.
Well, both those things, yes.
Right. Holy
so
shit.
So you come
right
out of this haze or this trance or whatever it is and you realize you've been walking a long time. And it's just the notices and it brings everybody's attention. Actually, Ilex, you would have had this experience. This is a much more negative experience, but you would have had this experience with your little friend as you guys were walking along, where you could walk for literally days.
Yeah.
And feel invigorated.
It's sort of meditative, but this did not feel that way.
No, this feels more trance-like. It is now dark out. You are in the middle of sort of this scrubland.
I look around. Do I recognize this terrain? Like, does it... You know...
Sure, roll me a survival.
About, like, we're at a lakeside, and then, like, how did we end up here? Can I...
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Roll me a survival.
Hours nonstop.
19.
Oh, yes. This is the outskirts of the Rotgart Forest.
Oh, Chisk. You know where this is. Look. Smell that. Do you smell that faint waft of the of the south side moss? You know where that comes from. You never see that anywhere else.
What? How did we get here?
Where are we?
This is near the road.
This is home.
You're about 2 weeks north of where you expected to be. As in, it feels like you've walked for 2 weeks.
Right.
Oh, I don't like this at all. I mean, I'm happy to be home. We shouldn't be here right now.
No.
Can I do some kind of, like, time confirmation? Like, can I check for, like, rotten rations? Or can I check if the portal roses died? Or if we heard anything from Vermise and Louis? Like, what can I do to confirm whether or not we have been walking for 2 weeks? Or if we're just feeling like that?
That's a good question. Tell you what. One of you can do a sort of, like, celestial navigation kind of thing to see if time has passed in terms of seasons or constellations, or that could be literally any one of you.
I mean, Ilex's survival is probably pretty good, right?
And I mean, Gideon was a pirate, so I imagine his navigation is pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm actually proficient with navigator's tools, so I'll at least help.
Yeah.
Maybe can you could pull out your sextant and take a position.
I don't know that I have navigator tools, but I am proficient with them.
Can I make a perception check? Can that be the check that I make here? Or do you want me to make survival?
Here's what I'll have you make. I will have you make an arcana check.
Oh, my best skill.
God, guidance.
Thank you.
Can I also ask, before this roll is announced, did Rand also make a wisdom check?
No, I didn't.
Rand is with us.
Yes, you're right. But he only got, he also got a 4, which would end up being like a 8 or 9.
Okay.
I start looking at my usual sort of tricks to determine time of season, and there's something magical happening here, and I don't know anything about magic. I get befuddled. I've only got a 5.
A 5?
Yeah.
You're right. What you are able to determine is that there has been some sort of magic thing happen to you guys. supernatural, let's call it.
Has anything like this ever happened to me before, Kevin? I've been around travelers and people from other places.
Yes, I would say something like that has happened. But tell you what, let's do this then. Let's do a history check.
Okay.
So you're thinking back to your past experiences where you've had, because you've definitely had moments like this, being in such a magical place as the Road Guard.
The Shadow Realm is in my mind in this moment. I'm trying to draw that, like, is that what this is about? History. 13.
Yes, you have felt like this when, it's only happened a few times in the past, when you have traveled a Shadow Road.
Do I feel anything? Like, of any kind?
What you're probably able to puzzle out as you sort of share experiences and share backgrounds and share information is that perhaps Swallow created some sort of temporary Shadow Road to travel, because the path is still the same. You can see the trashed trees and dug up bushes of a large lizard passing through this area.
Surely he didn't come to the Road Guard.
Well, do we know if there's shadow roads coming in and out of the Road Guard?
There are.
Yeah. The way I understand
as a matter of fact,
it,
just as a reminder, Raj, the Shadow Fae that you met, remember, she was part of the Hidden Ambassador's entourage?
Yeah. Mm.
And he was the ambassador to, well, technically to Margreave from the Winter Court, which is a Shadow Realm court. Whew. We are layering in the info.
Friends, we need to go. Rend, I'm concerned for parents.
Yeah. So, oh God, do you understand you all about Shadow Roads? Are we being pedantic here?
Is it like the Fae Road, but bad?
It's like, think about if you sort of bend a road and bring two points closer together. You know, everything is just like a noodle. It can all be manipulated and nothing is consistent. And I can't do it, but it feels like that's what just happened to us. Having the power to make those things consistent would be hugely powerful in the Shadow Realm.
Huh.
Because things drift there, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm.
So I can't go into the Road Guard, though.
You...
So that's...
Like, hard. Magically you can't?
Oh, I don't know. If I get caught... politically, thank you. Politically, if I get caught in there, that's a thing.
Okay, but these seem like strenuous circumstances, surely.
Yeah.
I can always polymorph you, if it comes to that, make you someone you're not.
No, you're right. We need to. I didn't quite think this would be... Wow, when I woke up this morning, this is not where I thought I would be, facing down that place.
Can you tell us a little more about your fear in there?
Well, they blamed me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that the eye of attention was coming to something that it wasn't meant to be on. And whoever, whatever, they manipulated the situation so that it looked like I had been the one who breached.
Oh, so you were framed.
And they broke my antler and kicked me out to say it was her, she can't be around here.
You were scapegoated.
I think so. I think so. And I was beginning to think that it had something to do with Korgeth and what happened with Rend.
Mm.
But maybe it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Nut up and go in, I suppose.
I don't...
Can we go around? Like, is there...
That's such an LC thing to say.
Can we go around? All we really need is the way to get to the Shadow Realm, right? We don't actually have to deal with anything in the Road Guard yet, unless I'm mistaken.
Well, I have to find Mom and Dad, make sure they're all right.
Fuck, because of the big worm, Drake. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I think we keep following the path.
Can
he
we?
Will I have gone to the Shadow Realm, right?
I don't think it's a bad idea to polymorph, just to make sure you're safe.
It only lasts an hour. Let's save it until we need to. I can move incredibly quietly in this place.
Okay. You let me know.
Thank you.
Can I check my BlackBerry to see if Louie got back to me?
Beep, 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 beep.
Right. We are owed.
Louis has not gotten back to you
Oh
yet.
My God, he's ghosting us.
Whoa, 11 hours. He left you on red.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Or is it an hour? Hard to tell.
Yeah, shit, you're right. I don't know.
Time is a weird soup.
Still, though, it had been a day. So, the right. at the very least, fine, Louis, good. I put it away on my damn sword. Let's go, Rend. How are you feeling about going into this forest right now, buddy?
He says, well, I don't know if I deserve a chance, but perhaps I can go make sure mother and father are all right and allow you to pursue this dragon for your friend.
Will they be happy to see you? I mean, you are kind of a fuckass.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
She's not wrong.
A fuckass. Yes. I mean. Yes, I am a fuckass. I'm not exactly even sure what a fuckass is.
I want to make sure that if you go in there, you're not going to be, like, executed or anything, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I don't know what you did in here.
Like, if we're going to split up, maybe I should go check on parents, or Leland should go check on parents. I don't know if you're the best diplomat.
No, wait, hold on. I care about my parents and Soldier's Rend. I think we both, if anyone's going to go in there, it's going to be him and I.
I love it. I just don't think it should just be Rend, is what I'm saying.
I agree.
Can we send a message? Do we have any way to... I know this place. I can cast Speak with Animals. I could call a little bird and ask it to go and deliver a message. See where they're at. Maybe we can be a little more subtle?
Yes, you're right. I'm just scared. It's been a weird few days.
Me too.
You hear the sounds of a woman humming up ahead.
Barbina?
Yeah, musical episode. Hey.
Three, two, three.
You do hear them humming Three Blind Mice, and as a matter of fact.
I want to leave.
That's creepy.
I have.
Hear the sounds of a woman singing up in the trees.
What is What's wrong? It?
That's totally natural. It's 100%.
I don't know.
It's 100% safe.
I'm busy, I think.
Can I see if I can see who it is? I'll, like, go hide behind a tree and, like, peek and see if I can see who's singing.
Sure. You could stealth up to a tree if you want.
I do want.
All right. Do it.
14.
All right. So you move up to the tree and you can see in a clearing there is a badger in an apron hanging laundry out.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, seems to be. Yep.
Fair point.
She is humming Three Blind Mice to herself as she puts the washing out on a clothesline.
Fuck this. No way.
I'm going to report back. There is a little lady, a little hairy badger lady doing laundry in the dark.
We saw a badger near the Vale of Portals.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it didn't speak to us.
No. Should we approach her?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. Badges uncommon in the Road Guard?
No.
Nope.
Okay, yeah. I will go back and I will peek out from behind the same tree. Excuse me. Hi. Hello.
She jumps. He goes, hello. Oh, he gave me a fright. He did. Well, hello. How are you?
You're so friendly immediately. I am well. Why are you doing laundry in the dark?
She's going to have a knife. She's going to be a cannibal or something. It's too good. She's going to be kidnapping somebody.
She's wearing an apron, Griffin.
You have to wipe the blood off of her victims.
A little pinafore?
Fucking Paddington ass badger. No way.
She says, I like to do my washing at night. Badgers are nocturnal, dear.
Oh, I guess that does track. Hey, listen, what's your name?
My name is Felia Bliss.
Oh my god, you're so cute. Okay.
Don't be entranced. I'm so scared of this creature.
I don't know what to do. Griffin, you're scaring me.
Sorry.
I'm just about down here. If you'd like to come in for a cup of tea.
Oh, I have kind of a question, actually. My friends and I, we are a little bit lost.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're Maeve, aren't you?
What? Yes. Why do you know that?
I maple hole a little bit.
I'm maple hole's a verb now.
I use my action to maple hole.
I maple hole a little bit.
I reaction maple hole.
Reaction maple hole, yeah.
how do I know? Well, Verbies told me that you would be along. So I thought while I was waiting, I put out some laundry. No sense, you know. Cork on. Likes idle hands.
What?
Pardon?
I'm going to go in there. I want to help her with putting up her clothing. Trepidatiously, I'm going to just cautiously see if she would like help putting her clothes up as I talk to her.
Oh, dear. Yes, certainly. You can reach up high.
Okay. Oh, this is a very pretty dress. How do you know Vermees?
Oh, he drops by here every few months just to check in, see how things are going. We have a cup of tea.
What
he
things? Has,
well, I don't know. He's a wizard. He's a big leader, he said.
Does he protect you, or?
Oh, no, dear. There's no one needs protection. This is the Rogue Guard. Go on with your protection. Bless your heart.
Okay, have you maybe, this is a long shot, but have you seen a giant reptile of any kind or heard a giant reptile of any kind moving through these parts?
Well, there was something that came through, gave me quite a start. I had to hide. And, you know, as a badger, we sort of pride ourselves on we don't care, we don't give. You know, as the badgers say, no fucks given, right?
Oh, that's a badger saying, yes, wow. Cultural.
But this one, it was a terrible thunderous stomping and tearing through the... You can see it here. See, he ripped through the woods just a couple of days ago. I had to hide myself. I was ashamed. You won't tell Mavis, will you?
No. It is just Maeve. Mavis is, that's completely different.
No, my friend Mavis. Oh. She's the honey badger that lives down the street. I would never hear the end of it if she found out I didn't challenge the big, mean creature that came through.
It's probably a good thing you did not do that. Have you seen a sort of undead-looking woman, an elf woman, perhaps a Dergul type?
I don't know what a Derek Cool is.
Okay, really, think really ugly and a little dead.
That's how I identify myself.
Well, I don't, aside from you, dear, no harm intended, I don't see, no, I haven't known anyone like that at all.
Guys, you can come out.
Does she have our tiramisu or what?
We're all into the tiramisu.
I've heard about... That's Gideon, isn't it?
Where's my sword, kidnapper? What? You gonna take my fingers, huh? Sing your little song.
Gideon, that is not how we do things in the Road Guard.
Take my eyes. No, you can't. They're my eyes. I want them.
Guys, she knows our names. There's no point.
It's here. Here's your tiramisu bucket.
Here's your tiramisu bucket?
Yes, it's a bottomless bucket, Vermi said. You can pass out tiramisu to everyone in the forest.
I've been hanging back. I didn't want to step forward, but at the mention of the tiramisu bucket, I step proudly forward and say, now this is how you do diplomacy. And I've put that over my shoulder. Yeah, I introduce myself politely to Philia. Hello.
She says, oh, yes. I've heard of you, Alex. You're Alexaldine, yes?
Yes. You've heard of me through Vermees? I say hopefully.
No, it's all the court gossip a few months ago.
Right. Oh, well.
You're part of the court?
Oh, no. Go on. Look at me. I'm just sitting here. I just do laundry and have tea. Wait for my husband to come home.
It's a very nice life. Hey, speaking of your husband, we met a badger recently. I don't mean to be superficial, but we met a large badger near the Vale of Portals recently.
He was certainly a little less verbose than you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, verbose.
talkative.
Oh, yes. No, my Roger, he's taciturn, as they say in court.
Wow, taciturn, indeed.
Do you have a sword for me or no?
What is happening?
Do you have a sword for me? I'm about done with you here. I think you're very kind, but I'm so suspicious of you. Do you have a sword?
He doesn't like other cute black and white creatures.
Want
it's sort of his
my
turf.
Eyes. You can't have.
I'll do. I have a sword here waiting for you. Just a minute.
And she as if.
disappears down her burrow. And she comes out and she's got it all wrapped in like lacy doilies and things.
Oh my god, she wrapped the damn thing?
Why did she? Did she wrap this one in Vermees, put it in lacy doilies?
This badger is Emma Brager. This.
Hello, love.
I can't.
Hello, love.
Hello. For my husband to come home.
This is who I want to be.
She goes, well, it was just sitting there, and I thought, well, kind of sharp, I could step on it, or some friend would might. It's got a real edge, and it's a bit bouncy.
It's bouncy.
Huh?
She goes, well, when you throw it in the air, it hangs there in the air.
Oh, what do you mean? Gideon, unwrap it.
Do it.
All right, do you want
the doilies? Come on, what are you waiting
for? The doilies? I hand her doilies back.
Oh, thank you. I was crocheting a scabbard, but I suppose you can take it without a scabbard. You can come by later and get my crocheted scabbard.
I will be doing that.
We'll definitely will.
Get the crocheted scabbard. I've really turned on you since you gave me this sword. Maybe you'll use it to kill me one day, but we don't know that yet.
Do you like daisies or tulips?
Tulips.
Tulips are probably better. Hide the blood stains, right?
All right.
That's right.
Correct.
I'm nothing except practical with my crocheting.
We've kind of started at the more feasible end of the rewards we were promised. There's a certain protection that's been asked for around this region.
She did say that there is protection, that the Margrave is protected, and the Rogard itself is protected.
That's
so
right.
I wonder if that's happened.
Maybe that, I see what you're saying. Maybe that's been applied.
Mm, hopefully.
Do you feel more protected than you did before?
Or do you feel, in other words, sovereign?
Do you feel... How's your sovereignty?
Do you feel like the Rogard is a sovereign nation?
That's a touchy subject at
well,
the moment,
well, that's what you
Gideon?
Asked for. That's what you asked for from Vermees.
Well, Rogard's always been a bit independent. I like something I'll tell you. We've always had our own way of doing things.
Yes, that's true. Although not always necessarily. It's been a bit controversial, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been a delight to talk about.
The creature that came by, was it in a menacing way or did it seem like it was just strolling through the forest?
The one that scared me back into my hole.
Yes.
And you're not going to tell
Mavis.
Mavis about?
We won't.
No, he was definitely scary. He or she or they or whatever it was. I didn't hang about, I could tell you that.
And actually, how long ago was that for you?
It was a couple of days ago.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry I can't be more precise. Time blurs here. I've been so busy.
Lots of laundry to do.
Laundry, yeah.
There's always laundry, and I have to make my scones. And now, of course, I've got the big crocheting project.
The scabbard,
pressure,
of course.
But I don't,
you don't have to. Yeah, I don't want to put pressure on you.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Philia, you keep abreast of the goings-on in the court, yes?
Well, when they deign to drop by.
Have you ever heard the name Swallow, John Swallow?
No, I can't say that I have. John Swallow.
No, not familiar.
Not familiar. Is he a pixie?
No. He's just a new voice in the neighbourhood. And what's the news of Lord Koa? Anything that you've heard of there?
No, it's been remarkably quiet. We haven't seen a lot of visitors. Not since the old one walked through. That was a couple of months ago now. No, it's been relatively quiet. Not a lot of traffic.
Okay.
Do you need anything else from us? Because yeah, we have a friend that's missing.
I'm out of laundry to hang, and I feel like we've access a lot of the information that you have available to you.
So. we used up your dialogue options, miss.
You mean, you think I'm tapped out? I've got lots to tell you. I'll just, who's trying to keep it relevant.
We're actually in a bit of a rush, actually, at the moment.
Really in a rush.
I could tell you about my cousin.
That's all right.
You really could. I don't doubt that.
We could write it in a letter.
Yeah. We'll read it once we're out.
Fold it up and put it in the tulip scabbard, okay?
Oh, actually, Philia, do you have time to run a quick errand?
Run an errand.
We're actually in need of a messenger, and we could pay you handsomely in tiramisu, of course.
Oh, I'm sick of tiramisu. I've been taking nips out of that bucket for the last 3 days. To tell you the truth, I'm a bit tiramised out.
Well, we need a friend to go and seek a piney family. Would you mind doing that for us?
Oh well, I haven't been to visit the piney since. Well, probably 2 years since I've had a formal visit with the Pineys.
Do you know we and are, personally?
I don't know, but I know where the Piney community is.
If you could, tell them, just check on them.
Do you want to write a letter, Chisk?
Oh, brother, I was not prepared. can't write.
I can write it. I'll write it for you.
I can see just like getting a piece of paper and a pen, and he sits down and then realizes he remembers.
You dictate, I'll write. Rand, okay. If there's anything you want to say as well, let me know.
Dear Mom and Pop, Rand and I are making our way to you now. We just wanted to send this ahead to make sure you're all right.
And Rand is sorry for the things he said.
Rand is sorry for the things he said.
Sorry for being a fuckass.
Well, no, no.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. Mm. God.
I thought it was pretty good.
Thank you, Gideon.
They don't like swears. Rand is sorry for what he said.
They won't even say maple hole.
Yeah,
they maple hole. They say syrup dispenser.
Like the verb or the noun.
Pushing it. Chisk is sorry for leaving without a word. I mean, I am. Don't write Chesk in third person. That seems weird.
Should she introduce herself? This is Maeve.
No. It's Chesk. We'll see you soon. Lots of love.
XOXO.
Branches and seeds.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Rivers and roads.
Okay, great. I will rip the page out of my book, fold it up, and I'll give it to Philia.
So she's changed. She's got a little like delivery hat on now.
Oh my god, she's so stinking cute.
She's taken off her apron as just like a bellhop's, just a jacket.
So many
still
buttons.
Nothing on the bottom, but just the jacket.
That's so cute. It's like Winnie the Pooh.
Like Winnie the Pooh. That's right. And she sort of does us a little salute. And she says,
I'm sorry, Gideon. It's going to be a few more days for the tulip scabbard.
I'm not paying full price then.
I'll go on, you scamp.
Very good. Well, I'll see you later.
All right.
It's been cool.
All right.
Oh, man. I'm so glad we talked to her for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I fear this will be the whole episode.
Yeah. Why shouldn't it be? She's amazing. My favorite NPC ever.
It is probably one of the best ones for sure.
Yeah, up there with Alice, Elise, also Elise.
I don't even know if we're going to see her ever again.
I don't think we'll see her ever again.
God.
Damn.
I live here now. Alex moves in.
So she's got all of her washing in. She shuts her little door, she locks it, puts the key under the mat, and scampers off delivering her message.
God, she's fucking
cute. She just
cute.
Leaves the key under the mat. Like, this place is just magic.
Gideon.
No, I don't. Fine, I don't. I'm kidding. I'm just saying it's bad security. I will examine the blade.
All right.
Examine the blade.
The crowjack.
I studied the way of the blade. When you were all off partying, I learned the blade. And now, in humanity's darkest hour, you want my help?
Hey, Griffin, do you do voiceover for animation at all?
Wouldn't you like to know?
What a react.
All right. You pull off the doilies and you see this finely made, very ornate, overly ornate sword. You can see just the faintest etchings of notes traveling down the center of the blade. The blade is slightly curved. And as you pick it up, you hear just the faintest sounds of some sort of minuet or fast waltz playing. You sort of toss it. It hangs in midair and it mirrors what you do with your own sword as it gives you another attack.
Mirrors what I do with my own sword. Wow. Okay. Fuck. So we can't attack separately. It just does double whatever I do.
No, you can attack separately.
Ooh, okay.
With a little bit of practice, you can get it to move through the room within 30 feet per bonus action. And then after the hovering sword attacks for the fourth time, it flies up to 30 feet and tries to return to your hand. If you have no hand free, it falls to the ground. And then once you hold it for a round, you can re-toss it in the air.
Damn.
Is it sentient like your old friend?
It is not sentient in the sense that you mean. No.
If I don't move it and I just want it to attack again,
it will attack that creature until you use a bonus action to send it to a different creature.
Okay. I love it.
So she has locked up her little place. You guys have had a chance to look at the sword. The tiramisu is
locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. There's probably some sort of like scoop along the side.
Like a picnic basket that I wear as like a little backpack.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's good. Like a bindle.
Yeah.
Like a bindle.
Well, Maeve carries a bindle, so I don't want to take her style.
Yeah. right. Two bindles.
Fuck, two bindles. I forgot Maeve carry a bindle.
Do no, but like you like open it, and it's like a perfect cocoa-dusted surface with like a little wooden spoon, and you can always dip in.
Really, I saw a reel on Instagram regarding a tiramisu in a suitcase.
Ooh.
And I feel like this would be
what?
Functional.
The same thing. It's the same thing.
What are the freaking odds?
Well, okay, so that is good to know that we're just being tranced or something. It's only been a couple hours or a day at most. We knew the worm creature came through like 2 or 3 days ago. And the badger person said it's only been a couple days since that happened, so it hasn't really been 2 weeks.
Oh, you're saying the road, instead of making it shorter, it made it longer.
I'm saying we haven't missed 2 weeks of the world. I don't know what that means for the road.
I think what they did was shorten what normally would have taken us 2 weeks to traverse. Mm-hmm. They brought those 2 points closer together.
Mm. Nice.
Like Einstein suggested would happen.
Who is that?
He's this little squirrel I met one time.
Interesting. Yeah.
Burn on Einstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't believe him at the time.
Squirrel with the big hair.
Yeah, crazy hair.
Yeah.
All white.
He's nuts.
I can't wait to meet him. So we go that way then, I suppose.
If you're satisfied with the letter to the parents, then we're good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so, because she's taken it, so can't change your mind about what you've written.
No, I'm not. I'm satisfied with what I said. It's just weird to, you know, have to tiptoe around them. And yeah, I'm just concerned. That's all.
Well, if all of Vermi's things came true, they did have a certain protection. So they're probably fine and you can deal with it later.
Hope so.
Right.
Right.
Alex, are there any tracks or anything for Potemkin or?
Oh, yeah, I can take a look. Let me sniff around.
Guidance.
Survival check, Kevin?
Yes, please.
With guidance.
Oh, terrible. I am distraught in this place. 14.
Obviously, the path that Swallow has taken is crystal clear, but you don't see any additional... It's just too much chaos for you to pick out her footprints individually.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't tell. It's messing with my head.
It's all right.
Do we need to sleep?
I'm always down.
Hmm.
Well, do you want to sleep here at Philia's house, then, if that's the case?
Ooh.
It's safe here.
I am gonna take the key from under the mat, and I'm just going to let myself in.
Oh, my God.
I'll leave her a tip or something.
Strangely enough, I don't think she would mind.
There you go.
Air D&D. Here we go.
Air very D&D.
Nice. Very nice.
That's okay. I don't need pity. Silence from my peers.
No, that was very good.
I don't want this.
Yeah. Inside, there's a plate of scones on the little table. Everything's quite low, especially for poor Hylix. But worms her way in. And so you guys could set up in her living room, in her parlor.
There we go. Yeah, that's good.
And yeah, you can pass the night sleeping happily.
I'm going to take a second and just kind of really examine the sword. And I want to think about how this sword made my captain pretty much sacrifice my mom's. Like that this was so important. That's all.
Yes, you are getting a sense of Crojack, who has quite a few legends about him.
Right.
He's well known in the swashbuckling community.
The Reddit.
Yeah.
I would like to just cuddle up to my brother and just check in. How you doing?
He is still feeling relatively quiet, but you guys will settle together like you do when you were twigs.
Oh.
Just a couple of sticks.
And he becomes a little bit more like his old self, although he is definitely still he's still shattered is what mm-hmm. he is. He's feeling broken.
It's nice to see the light behind his eyes.
And Ilex and Maeve, is there anything you guys are doing? As just to sort of relax, feeling like a little more, well, in Alex's case, a lot more at home than you have in a long time. Or for you, Alex, is there anything that you're reflecting on as you now, even just at the edges of the home that you were banished from?
Yeah, I don't think I go into this burrow. Once I realize how low the ceiling is, I can't quite fit. So I think I tuck up in the roots of a tree and I sit there with my broken antler, my bow, and I reflect on what it might mean to see my ex.
Oh, yes, indeed. And Maeve, as you cuddle down, you've probably invited yourself into Felia's room.
Yes, I get very comfortable in her bed, and then I realize, as I am cozy comfy, all scrunched up in her duvet, that I should bring her laundry in. And I go outside and I'm going to take it off of the clothes hangers and fold it for her and put it away.
Oh, that's good.
Do find anything weird in her room as I'm putting away her clothing?
There's a lot of the embroidery. Oh. What do they call it? Where they you stitch seams and things?
Really, as a freak.
He has a sex dungeon.
I think you're right with embroidery.
Yeah, embroidery.
Okay. She's probably got that vibe that you always dreamed of as you were sitting in your blood palace dungeon. This was always what you...
So cottagecore. So yeah. Cute.
This is probably lavender.
I missed myself and I go to bed.
There you go.
Missed myself all right. With her lavender oils.
And with that, we will bid all of our hardworking, exhausted characters good night's sleep.
Thank you very much to Cobalt Press for all of the Midgard material, to Maps and Melodies for all the jams you heard in this episode. They were sorely missed. And to Morgan Ermter for the graphic design work done for the Die as Cast podcast. Who's got some dreamy things to plug? Emma?
Yep. I was so, dreamy. No, I don't have anything to plug other than getting a good night's sleep. As always, find me on the internet if you can.
Try and find me. Don't chase me. Diego.
You can follow me on Instagram. That's pretty much the only place I'm at these days on social media. Diego Stredel, DiegoStredel. I almost forgot how to spell my name. Either has come out or it will be coming out pretty soon. I'm on an episode of Tracker. If you're watching that in Canada, it's on Disney+. In the States, it's on CBS, I believe. Check it out.
Track that. Maeve. Maddie. Holy shit. Where am I?
I also don't have anything to plug right now. Speaking of sleep,
I'm gonna go buy a mattress, so wish me luck. It's a huge purchase.
Kevin.
You can find us on Facebook and X, the Diaz Cast, or you can find us on the web, diazcast.com. Please drop by, listen to some episodes, send us a message, or message us and we will put you into our Discord chat.
Gotta join the Discord. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@diazcast.com. You can follow me on all platforms at Griffin Cork. And if you're in America and you have Hulu, you can listen to the English dub of Dragon Quest, The Adventures of Dai, where I play the pawn. Heem, and we'll see you all
soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.